ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: كل أمة دخل الجنة إلا أبا. قيل: يا رسول الله، من أبا؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: من أطاني فقد دخل الجنة، ومن أصاني فقد أبى. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام, my brothers and listeners in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very easy, natural, perfect deen to follow, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've got a complete deen, complete shariat explained to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, practiced upon sahaba ikram. We were discussing from this platform about Dajjal and Surah Kaf. That is why we read Surah Kaf on Fridays, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the person who reads Surah Kaf on Fridays, he will be saved from the fitna, the trials and tribulation of Dajjal. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about Dajjal. Quran Kareem in two places, ulama ikram say, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about and in infers concerning Dajjal. One is in Surah Al-An'am, verse 158, and the other is in Surah Al-Nisa, verse 157, 158, 159. And some scholars raise the question why the word Dajjal does not appear in the Quran Kareem. The reply is given: because Dajjal is an evil person. That is why it is not mentioned in Quran Kareem. So the reply to that reply is that how come Firaun's name is mentioned there? And why Yajuj Majuj mentioned? So the reply to that reply is very simple, that Firaun passed already. It's a narration, a history being narrated, and Dajjal is still to come. Why mention evil people in the Quran Kareem who are still to come? And Yajuj Majuj came and they were sealed off, so that means their existence is there, and they have come and sealed off by Zilkarnain, which we have discussed. And when they re-come, then it's their second coming, as if to say. So why waste and speak about Dajjal, use his name directly in Quran Kareem? Hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are replete concerning Dajjal. It is belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat that Imam Mahdi, he is one individual. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is another individual. Dajjal, the imposter, is another person. And Yajuj, Majuj, they are a different nation. All are separate. And all will come. Concerning Dajjals and small Dajjals, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has stated that there will be 30 liars. That means 30 Dajjals. And they will claim Nabuwat. They will claim that they are prophets. And finally, the big Dajjal, he himself will come, which I will talk about, describe him. These 30 small Dajjal who will claim they are Nabis, many have come. In fact, it is good to research it. Someone should try to research it, that from the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right up to now, how many have claimed Nabuwat? In the era of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was one person called Musalma ibn Qazzab, who was executed in the Khilafat of Hadrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And this imposture and rascal, he claimed Nabuwat, and he married one female who claimed Nabuwat. He married one female who claimed Nabuwat called Sajida, and when he consummated the marriage, he said that in dowry, he said you don't have to make two salats. There was another person also claimed Nabuwat, Aswad Ansi, during the Khulafa'i Rashidin's time. But all were dealt with severely and executed. Then lately, in our era, people have been claiming Nabuwat and Risalat. Mirza Ghulam of Lahore and his likes. Lately there is one person in America also who is claiming Nabuwat. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi stated one very interesting thing about Nabuwat. He said, we are so certain about the finality of Nabuwat, we are so certain of the finality of Risalat, that if someone claims Nabuwat, you must understand what I'm going to say, what he said, if someone claims Nabuwat, and you ask that person, what is your proof of Nabuwat, you go out of the fold of Islam. You will go out of the fold of Islam, because you should be certain that Nabuwat is complete, it's Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is final Nabi. So there is no possibility and probability of another Nabi claiming Nabuwat. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, when he comes, he is an old Nabi coming. He's not a new Nabi. He's not a new Rasul. Respected elders, so Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the small Dajjals before the coming of the big Dajjal. Dajjal in Arabic basically means fraud, liar, one causing deception, imposture, evil person. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in various ahadith described about Dajjal. Then he mentioned Dajjal in relationship to Medina. Then he mentioned Dajjal in relationship to Makkah. Then he mentioned Dajjal in relationship to Mahdi and Isa alayhi salam. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also spoke about a person called Ibn Sayyad, who people thought he was Dajjal during the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about Dajjal in detail in the famous hadith narrated by Fatima bint Qais radiallahu ta'ala adha. So let's see how far we can go. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Dajjal will be a Jew. He will be a young person. He will be a person stout, well built. His face, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that in one hadith it is mentioned he is bright.
could be fair in complexion.
Another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that on his forehead will be written Kaf, Fa, Ra. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually spelt it out. And every Muslim, every believer will be able to automatically read it. He'll be able to read it. So we should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us iman, that if he has to come in our time, that we can read it. Because there will be so much chaos and trials and tribulation. It is unreal. It is stated that a person, in the hadith it comes, a person with strong iman, with iman, will say, I want to go and see Dajjal. And when he sees Dajjal and his deceptive ways, will lose his iman. Will lose his iman. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that his left eye has no vision. And another hadith, his right eye is protruding. Another hadith, it is popping out. Another hadith, it is popping out, protruding like a grape. Another hadith, that on the eye they seem to be like a steel nail. Scholars of Islam are saying that perhaps Dajjal has got defective vision in both eyes. And they say, because the word Masih ibn al-Dajjal is used, the word Masih means that to pass the wet hand over something. So the left socket could be like closed up, blanked up. And the right one will have poor vision. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has stated that Dajjal will have curly hair. Another hadith, that he will have what we term and we translate as peppercorn hair. We mean popping out hair. Another hadith states Dajjal will have hair like the branches of trees. Like the branches of trees. Now, those days I think if people read it, I was wondering, what is the hadith talking about? But these days we see it also, that you see some youngsters. I met one youngster, I told him that perhaps you got some problem, can we help you? You're in difficulty. I said, why, what's wrong, Mufti sir? I said, no, looks like you went under an electrical shock. All hair standing. Now they gel the hair, make it all stand up. What is wrong with us? Then you get another nation now, that amongst us, forget other people. When they take out the head, you see five color hair that fellow got. Five streaks on his head. Then he wants to know whether his wuzu is valid. So, this is the description of him. It is stated that he'll be traveling, and traveling swiftly. In one hadith, it comes that he'll be traveling like how the clouds move in the wind. But what a beautiful description. In those times. And now we know that the aeroplane moves like that. In one hadith in Tibrani, it comes clear that he'll be using a bird which has got steel wings and iron wings. So, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually speaking about the aircraft and about the aeroplane, and Dajjal is going to be using it. Stated in a hadith that Dajjal will move swiftly throughout the land, throughout the entire land, spreading his mischief. And he will not be able to enter Medina and Mecca. It is stated Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once was looking, and once He was near the valley of Harar in Madinatul Munawwara, and praising Madinatul Munawwara, stating that Dajjal will not be able to enter Madinatul Munawwara. It is stated that Dajjal, he himself, there is a hadith which I will quote sometime, said that he will not be able to enter Medina. And Dajjal, when he comes towards Medina, at that time Medina will have 7 gates. Now the people who have been to Madinatul Munawwara and seen Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or if you have seen it in the photograph, some of them count the 7 minarets and say, see, the hadith is telling. But yet the hadith is talking of 7 gates, not 7 minarets. Yes, there is one hadith stating that when Dajjal comes near Medina, and from the mountain tops he'll be able to see Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he would say that is the white fortress. Now if you look at Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam today, and if you look from the aerial view, that is the white fortress, and it's a beautiful fortress. One thing we should be proud of, that Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Haramain and the Haram of Makkah, Tul Mukarramah, they are one of the best, if not the, they are the best architecture in the world. And another point comes in mind right now, that no structure in the world, in the entire world, besides the 2 Haramains of that size and magnitude, are kept so clean and bright and pure and clean than the Haramain Sharifain. No other structure in the world, with so many millions coming in and out. Our small Jamaat Khanas, after 100, 200 people come in, we get worried. What is going to happen? There is going to be an earthquake, 3 earthquakes or 3 vibrations in Madinatul Munawwara. And Madinatul Munawwara is such a place that it dispels evil, it removes impurity. And all the hypocrites in Madinatul Munawwara will come out, and join Dajjal will be waiting to take them. So those earthquakes and those vibrations are not going to happen now, going to happen when Dajjal is nearby, and he'll make one attempt to go to Medina. And he stated in a hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that more women will come out of Madinatul Munawwara. More women, hypocrites, will come out of Madinatul Munawwara to join Dajjal. Comes in one hadith that Dajjal will appear between Iraq and Syria. And another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Dajjal will have 70,000 Jews with him. Another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that most of them will be women. Another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Dajjal will come out from a place called Isfahan. Another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that those who are joining him will be clad in Persian shawls. Ulama Ikram commentate on this hadith and say that the wordings of the hadith denote towards armor equipment, but it will be looking like shawls. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that those who are going to be joining Dajjal will be flat faced, as if to say their skin is pulled over their faces. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that Dajjal will be having 2 rivers with him. One river will be meeting the eye, as if to say it is giving off blazing fire. and one river will be meeting the eye, as if to say it is very cool and cold. But in reality, the one that is meeting the eye like blazing fire, that will be the cool one. And the one that is cool, that will be the blazing one. But because Dajjal is coming with deception, with corruption, with fraud, lying. And then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith very clearly that if you have to see these fires, and if you have to see these rivers, then go to the river that has blazing fire, which is meeting your eyes as if to say it has got blazing fire. And then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said three things. Shut your eyes, please close your eyes, bend and drink. Close your eyes, bend and drink. The water will be cool. The water will be cool. Why I mention this? Because firstly, it's relating to our topic. And secondly, respected elders, that this is the bottom line of Islam. This is the formula for success. Close the eyes, bend and drink. Close the eyes, accept the teachings of Islam, practice it. Today you and I are in difficulty and problem. Why? Because you and I want to discuss about interest. Good or bad? Nice? Beneficial, not beneficial? Must I keep a beard or not? Must I wear the dress of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? Must my lady dress in hijab or not? Must I bring the ladies into the shop or not? Must I dive into the pools, mineral baths, half naked or not? Who's looking? Must I make salat or not? Must I fast or not? Must I give zakat or not? Must I respect the elders or not? Must I treat the children properly or not? We got 202 questions regarding every aspect of Islam. We are not practicing Islam. And the Shariat is saying, Udkhulu fi silmi kafatan. Allah Ta'ala is saying that enter into the deen of Islam wholeheartedly, completely. The day I and you, first I and you then, realize that without question we must practice upon this deen, and this deen has got our success, our total success, total practice will give us total success, then we'll become successful. And when we practice partially, then we get partial mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. So the person during the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Sayyad, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was informed that this person could be Dajjal, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to him and told him that no, he falls short. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once went with Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, accompanied by Abdullah ibn Umar also and some Sahaba, and after having a discussion with Ibn Sayyad, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, shall I not behead him? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that if he is Dajjal, you cannot kill him. And if he is not Dajjal, then you are wasting your time killing a person. The same person, when he was going to Mecca, he met Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he had a discussion with him. And he told him that I am blamed. People say I am Dajjal. And see how much he also knew. He said, I am one who accepted Islam. Dajjal is a Jew. I have an offspring. Dajjal will not have an offspring. And I, my eyes are intact. Dajjal will be one-eyed. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that every Nabi that came spoke about the coming of Dajjal. Every Nabi. And Nuh alayhi salam advised his people the coming of Dajjal. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, but I will tell you something which all the other Anbiya did not say. I am saying that Dajjal is one-eyed and our Rabb is not one-eyed. All the other Anbiya are told about Dajjal, but they did not say he is one-eyed. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that he is one-eyed. So Ibn Siyad says that, see, I have got both eyes intact, Dajjal will have one eye. And I am born in Medina. The Hadith says Dajjal won't come into Medina. And I am going to Mecca. And the Hadith says Dajjal won't go into Mecca. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to understand. Inshallah, we can continue the discussion when I come back concerning Dajjal. However, that he who reads Surah Kaf will be saved from the fitna of Dajjal. And if Dajjal comes in our times, then he who memorizes the first 10 ayats of Surah Kaf will be saved from the fitna of Dajjal. Another hadith, he who memorizes the last 10 ayats of Surah Kaf. Another hadith, he who recites the first 10 ayats and the last 10 ayats will be saved from the fitna of Dajjal. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to understand and practice upon these. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.